Welcome to Everyday Law, a podcast of the Sacramento County Public Law Library. I'm librarian Kate Fitz, and this is episode 2, Choosing a Health Club. Now that another holiday season has passed, it is time to make yet another resolution to get in shape. Joining a health club or fitness center is the first step many people will take this year to accomplish this goal. Before you choose a health club, check out a brochure from the California Department of Consumer Affairs that is designed to help you pick out the club that is just right for you. This brochure is available on the internet at www.dca.ca.gov. Several factors should be taken into consideration when searching for a health club or fitness center to join. First, when joining a health club or fitness center, you are often asked to sign a contract. Before signing the contract, you should know that legally, you have a right to cancel the contract by midnight of the fifth business day after you have signed it, excluding Sundays and holidays. Also, the contract may not provide services for more than 3 years. And be aware that lifetime contracts are unlawful. If you move away from the club a distance more than 25 miles, and the health club is unable to transfer the contract to a comparable facility, you are entitled to a refund for services that were not used, minus a cancellation fee. This cancellation fee must be noted in the contract. For more detailed legal information concerning health club contracts, read a legal guide published by the California Department of Consumer Affairs and the California laws that govern health club contracts, linked from our website. When your health club closes, if it does not offer comparable service at a location that is equally convenient to you, or if it fails to open after you have already signed a contract, you are entitled to stop making your regular payments. If payments are being deducted automatically from a checking or savings account, as is typically the case when you have an installment payment plan, you should contact the financial institution to stop payment immediately. For more detailed information on your right to stop electronic fund transfers, read the legal guide from the California Department of Consumer Affairs, linked from our website. This episode of Everyday Law was written by librarian Robin Moulton and read by librarian Kate Fitz. To subscribe to the Everyday Law podcast or check out our other services, visit our website at www.saclaw.org. Thank you.